AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Uvalde, Texas Sunday to meet with the families and others impacted by the mass shooting that left 19 school children and their two teachers dead, more than a dozen others injured.
Let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is angry about the police investigation into the school shooting.
I was misled. I am livid about what happened.
At a news conference Friday afternoon, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he received inaccurate information about the law enforcement response to the Uvalde school shooting on Tuesday.
I wrote down hand notes in detail about what everybody in that room told me.
Abbott said he expects a thorough investigation into the actions of law enforcement as Robb Elementary School was under assault.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed.
Authorities said Friday officers waited in a hallway for more than 45 minutes. Colonel Stephen McGraw heads the Texas Department of Public Safety.
It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
The 18-year-old gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. I'm Mike Rossia.
The NRA is holding its convention over the weekend in Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo tells protesters outside the convention center that the NRA and the politicians it supports are the problem.
This extreme perspective that any kind of common sense policy, any kind of gun safety protection is taboo.
In his speech to the gun rights group, former President Donald Trump denounced the 18-year-old gunman.
The monster who committed this crime is pure evil, pure cruelty, pure hatred, absolute pure hatred.
This is AP News. A surfer helps families honor loved ones with one last wave. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
When Dan Fisher catches a wave along the shores of Newport, Rhode Island, he pays tribute to his dad, who died 3 years ago, by writing his name on his surfboard.
When I felt deeply connected to him, seeing his name on the board, I decided to open it up to the world, but I didn't have any expectations that it would resonate and that it has.
Fisher created the One Last Wave Project to use the healing power of the ocean to help families coping with loss.
Now we're going to put on Kinley Sexton's name. She was 6 years old when she passed away.
He then takes the board out and gives these people in spirit one last wave.
So when I look down and I see the water washing over their names, I feel them close to me. I feel as if they're out there with me on the board experiencing something that was so meaningful to them.
Fisher's first two boards are full of names. He's working on a third.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.